that explosive memos written by a former British spy alleging that the Kremlin coordinated parts of its interference campaign with members of the Trump team. Not true, says Sater. I swear on the heads of my children. Others have also suggested he might turn on Cohen, as BuzzFeed first reported. The two occasionally bickered over control of the Trump Tower Moscow project, among other things. After receiving a referral by Mueller, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York is now investigating Cohen for possible bank fraud. Would Sater serve as a witness against him? Against him, Sater says? I doubt it, adding that he has no information about the case. It may look strange, suspicious even, that he and Cohen were pursuing a major real estate deal in Moscow in the middle of a presidential campaign on behalf of the Trump Organization, with a foreign power, an adversary that was at the exact same time interfering in the U.S. election. But on November 8, 2016, Sater claims that he, like many others, watched in disbelief as Trump was elected president. No one thought he would win, and that includes Donald. Even though he supported him, Sater allows that Donald is a bit of a blowhard, and perhaps he suggests he too has dabbled in puffery, which is how he explains his statements about Trump Tower Moscow, and he could push the deal through, that a real estate venture could somehow determine the outcome of an American election. Years ago, Sater apparently had enough clout to get Ivanka Trump into Putin's then-empty Kremlin office, where she twirled around in his seat. But now he suggests that he and E are not so connected that they could easily get Putin's personal approval on a high-profile real estate deal with Trump's name on it. As we stand in the lobby at the Mandarin Oriental, I have one last question for Sater. Does Mueller really have anything on the president? The enigmatic informant come dealmaker offers what seems to be a sincere response. I think, he says, Donald is going to be reelected. He smiles broadly and adds something he's told other reporters before. And after his second term, then we'll do Trump Tower Moscow.